color of passion. Cause today, it just goes with a fashion.
And that's Pink by Aerosmith. This week's podcast is brought to you by Brandy Rogers, candidate for family court judge in Crittenden County.
All right, it's Pink out this week in Crittenden County. The Rockets have a lot of festivities surrounding the game against Murray High School. The Tigers will come into this game, and they are 5-2. They're quite a talented 5-2 football team, as we'll discuss in just a moment. But we've also got some other big events around this game, where the game is always center stage. This time we've got a little bit of competition. Have an Emmy-nominated rapper coming in who does the theme for Justified, which is a show and a lot of people in the community watch because it's based on a Kentucky community. And Coach Starnes, it's just a festive atmosphere for Friday night.
Yeah, you know, Chris, we're excited about it. First and foremost, we know that that this cause, Pink and breast cancer, is something that's dear to a lot of families. It's dear to us, always has been. It's touched home for our family within the last year, and we know that it affects every family out there, especially cancer itself. And so we want to do what we can to raise awareness for breast cancer and show that we support the cure and the cause and whatever we can do. And so we're wearing pink. Coach is going to wear pink shirts. Players have pink t-shirts that they're going to wear tomorrow during school, and they don't know that yet. So we're excited about it, and we just hope that we can show that there's something out there that we get the opportunity to play the game of football, and we have to understand that it is a game, and a lot of people fight for the game of life, and we understand that, and we will make sure that we help out and do what we can for that. So we're excited, and we also have a guy coming to us by the name of Tones that he does the theme song for Justified, and he also does some featuring with Gangsta Grass, who does Throw Your Hands Up High, that Jody Porter is our PA guy, and he's been playing it for us, and he got all this started. So he wanted to come check us out. So it's a good atmosphere. We're going to honor the survivors at halftime for breast cancer. We want them to be also on the field for the coin toss. And just try to honor them and to show them that they're not alone, and there's a lot of people behind them to support them.
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity to show you that a lot of tough guys are not just standing by; they're stepping up, stepping out, and doing what we can to raise awareness for this. And it is, you know, what's great about it is Coach Wheeler is going to do the accompanying with the rappers, what I'm understanding. Coach Wheeler, you're going to sing along, put your hands up high.
I didn't realize it until you said that he did that for Justified, but I love that show. Get it on Netflix. Yeah. And now, after you said that, I've been kind of playing it through my head, and it does sound familiar. But, it's a great warm-up song that the kids like, and it's just great to show our alumni around here cares about the program to get this stuff started. And, you know, Pink Out, I guess it's been a few years going now. It keeps getting bigger each and every year, and it makes you sit back and realize there are things bigger than football. So it's great.
The Rockets come into this football game 3 wins, 3 losses. We're just over the halfway mark in the season, and Coach Starnes, I know we've played a couple of tough teams the last couple of weeks in these 6A programs, but it's not nearly as tough as the Class 2A team we're going to see this week, Murray High. They're physical, they're fast, they're strong, they're well coached, and I know their quarterback, DeGiovanni Miles, is one of the better players in the region, and they got a couple other kids that can catch a ball, Ethan Clark, Trey Hornbuckle, the running back, just very, very talented bunch of kids.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Chris, it is probably one of the best Murray teams that I've seen in a long time. I think Coach Merrick is doing a good job with those guys. They run a unconventional offense that they play ball control, and they want to keep the clock moving. But defensively, I think is what they impress me with the most. And you know, they just play such a physical game that we're going to have to make sure that we improve and we get better. And we accept the challenge of what they're going to do. They've got some kids that fly around in the football, and they're fast, and you know, hopefully it's going to rain, it's going to be wet, and that's going to be to our advantage, and we just see what happens.
What happens to rap music and wet weather? I'm not sure.
I don't necessarily know that.
We know what happens in football games, though, and it seems like historically, whenever it has been a big washout type game, we've held our own and we've won some. I remember when Russellville came in here one time, highly favored to win a football game, and it rained sideways the whole game, and we won it.
We're mutters. I mean, we do a wet ball drill. We did it yesterday. And just to make sure that we're getting exchanges from center to quarterback and quarterback to running back, and you know, just trying to do what we can in order to prepare for it. But you know, you just have to see what happens. You have to create turnovers, and you have to be careful with the ball when you do have the football. So you know, that's going to be our goal, and that's going to be what we focus on.
Coach Wheeler, I know we've got we had some spots on defense last week. You had to move some kids around because of some injuries. And can you update us on where we're at this week? I know we got a couple other kids still out.
Yeah, I mean, we have Mason Myers back this week, so he'll be back at linebacker. But then we lose Dylan Hollis for the week, so it seems like we're just kind of exchanging some people in and out.
And Lane Wallace will be out this week.
Yes, Lane Wallace will be out. And then you know, in addition to that, you know, we're going to change up a little bit on defense, and with the conditions, and especially what Murray wants to do, is, you know, they're kind of like what we want to do, want to slow it down, except they'll sit there and try to run it, continue to run it.
And we think that interceptions are moving for them, and has not returned it. Please do so tomorrow, first thing tomorrow. If you know that you're coming, come and verify with Mitch Hurst. Thank you.
Okay, we had a brief interruption there. Go ahead, Coach, what you were saying.
We had, Lane Wallace is still out for another week, but, you know, we're having quite a few other people step up. And I just thought, you know, this week in practice, the kids are starting to learn and their football IQ is getting up, and we're starting to, you know, as a coach, what I'm trying to do is just not assume that they know certain things and make sure that they – I actually had them try to coach me up in a few different things. Say, look, I know nothing about this. Coach me up. So they've done well. We've had some, like I said, moving around on defense, but – yeah, I think overall they're looking forward to this game.
Of course, Murray High is a team that we've historically had a tough time with, Coach Darnes. I'm looking here at some of the stats. You know, there's not too many teams that over your tenure here that have a better mark, but we're 2-9 against them since you've been here, and 3-18 overall. So you got more wins against them than twice the wins than we've had historically. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Well, they're a good football team.
Yeah, and they always are, and we know that. And it's going to be an uphill battle. This is the first game that we will play in the district. However, Murray already is 2-0 in the district. They've beaten Ballard, and no, I believe they're 1-0. They've just beaten Ballard this year, yeah. So this is our opener, and you know what's got to happen. I know you said if it rains, what's got to happen? Anybody particular, any players that you think, hey, if these guys step up, there's the tone for everybody getting out of school. We are at school doing this today, so or a few interruptions here, but anything in particular you think needs to happen, personnel wise or people wise?
You know, it's just going to be a matter of us taking care of the football and playing hard throughout the whole game. It's going to be very difficult to try to contain their athleticism throughout the course of the game. But, you know, we're looking for baby steps in order to improve, and that's what we're looking for. You know, nobody gives us a chance to win this ball game. Nobody gave us a chance to win other ball games that we've won in the past. So, you know, we just have to make sure that you know, the overall focus is that we take care of the little things and let the big things take care of themselves. So, you know, it's not one recipe right now that we're looking at. We're going into this ball game right now knowing what the conditions are going to be weather-wise, and we prepared for that this week, knowing the personnel changes that we've had to make throughout the course of this week, and you know, and knowing the athleticism that Murray brings on the field. So hopefully what we can do is we can try to utilize that to our advantage just a little bit, and we can't do that throughout the course of the game. But you know, as we told the guys, that we're looking for small positive things that we can take out of this ball game and see what happens. And one of those is going to be a turnover ratio, and that's what we're going to look for. Mm-hmm.
Of course, the last couple of weeks, we've really thrown the ball around a lot and then created some discussion. I know Nick's thrown 61 passes over the last two games, and we've never done that two games in a row. You have to go way back to when Turner Martin, who used to help coach here when he was a quarterback back in the early 80s, last time we threw the ball at, around that much in two straight games. And Noah broke single game record last week, and he's had 19 catches over the last two games. So, you know, that's the first time we've had that many in two. It's just a lot of been a little bit of change in the offense past couple of games, but if it rains and then against Murray's athleticism, probably not going to see that kind of offense this week.
No, we won't see that offense. Weather's going to dictate that, but more importantly, I think their athleticism dictates that. They line up in a five-man front. They bring defensive ends. You know, they come up the field quicker than we can get out of our stance, so we don't want to put any pressure on the quarterback. When we do throw the ball, we're going to try to get the ball out quick. It's timing routes. So if anything is long developing plays, then we could have problems. So we don't want to do that. Our focus is going to be quick and hard.
Coach Wheeler, quick and hard. Anything you got this week, particularly on defense, you want to see done?
No, just you know, it's
other than turnover ratio, like Coach told
me. He just said that turnover ratio. We're just going to have to do what we can do to try to contain their speed while they're on offense, and you know, just, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a tough one.
And it is pink out, and it's where the tough people show up, right? And
yeah.
I know, like you said, that is very near and dear to your heart. Angela diagnosed last year with breast cancer, and as a survivor, we're glad to say, and tickled to death, and the way she's recovered from it, it was such poise and grace. But we do want to say that you had pink out way before that. So this is something that the program has identified many years ago, that you wanted to bring this out and be on the forefront and on the cutting edge. I know you back, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, led a statewide effort to bring this to the forefront in high school football, and you're to be commended for that. And it's just ironic how close it has come since then. But good luck this week. Hope we weather the storm, and be good to see a rapper on the field. Now, I wish Jeremy luck in joining this.
Yeah, we'll find out, though. We're excited to have him, though.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Good luck.
Appreciate it.